Welcome to Maseches Bava Metzia, Perek Tes, Mishnah Yud, Chapter 9, Mishnah 10. The Mishnah begins. Hamekabel Sadeh Mechaveri. If someone agrees to be a sharecropper for a field, l'shavua echad. Shavua means for a 7-year period. Shemitah cycle, that's what we call it. B'shva mea zuz. And he'll pay him 700 zuz for that 7-year cycle. Says the Mishnah, Hashivius minyan. Then even the year of the Shemitah, where we know the halacha is you can't work the ground, it has to lay fallow. Nevertheless, that counts as one of the 7 years, and at the end of those 7 years, even if the Shemitah was one of those years, the sharecroppership is over. However, says the Mishnah, Kibla Heimano Sheva Shan Mesheva Meyozuz. Let's say he didn't say, here, I'm taking your field for a Shavua, Shiva, for a Shavua, which means a 7-year period. Rather, he said, let me be your sharecropper for 7 years for 700 Zuz. Says the Mishnah, that in the Shavias Min Aminyan, then the 7th year doesn't count. And he's able to actually be in the field 7 workable years, and in addition to the Shemitah, that the land lays fallow. Let's see Mishnah Yud Aleph, Mishnah 11. Just a very brief introduction, which is so timely, because actually this concept is in this week's Parsha and Parsha's Kedoshim. The Torah teaches us that you have to pay your workers on time. The Torah teaches us in Sefer Devarim, B'yoy Moy Titein Tzcharay, that you have to pay them during the day. If, let's say, a person doesn't pay when they're supposed to, then the pasuk says, "Leisavay lav Hashemesh," that the sun shouldn't set without paying the fellow. Similarly, in our parsha this week in Parsha Kedoshim, it says, "Leison pulasacherit chad boiker," you should make sure that the money that is due to the fellow should not stay by you until the morning. Now we'll see exactly in the Mishnah when a person violates these commandments and when his obligation is to actually pay his workers. Says the Mishnah, "Sechir yom," somebody who works for a day and he finishes his work by the evening. Says the Mishnah, Goyve, he collects his payment, kol halayla, the entire following evening, and if the owner didn't pay him by daybreak, then he violates, as the Pasuk says in this week's Parsha, Leson puasacher itchad boiker, make sure that the payment is not by you by the time the morning comes around. Schir layla, let's say a person who works by night, and they finish their work first thing in the morning, Goyve, they collect, kol hayom, the entire following day. And again, let's say if the owner did not pay him by the time the sun sets, then he violates b'yoy my titein tzchare, paying him in that day, v'loy savay lav Hashemesh, and making sure that the sun doesn't set before you've paid him. Continues the Mishnah, sechir sais, let's say a person was hired to just work a few hours, goy ve'kol halayla v'chol hayoyim. He collects the whole night and the whole day. The Gemara explains that what actually means is that if he worked at night, he collects that at some point in that night, and if he worked in the day, for a few hours, he has to collect at some point in that day. Sechir Shabbos, let's say a balabas, an owner, hired an employee to work for a full week, Sechir Chaydesh, or he hired him to work a full month, Sechir Shana, or an entire year, Sechir Shavua, or for a 7-year period, Yotza Bayayim, if he finishes his work during the day, Goyve Kol Hayayim, he collects the entire day, and if he didn't pay him by sunset, he violates the owner, or the hirer violates the law of Leisolin. Yotza Balayla. Let's say he finished his work by night. Goyve kol halayla v'chol hayoyim. He collects the entire night and day, which is seemingly non-congruous with what we said previously, but the Gemara explains that this is actually the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, who argues on the Tanakam on the first opinion. And he says that if, let's say, you're hired to work at night, then the owner can pay you that night and the entire following day. But as we saw previously, according to the opinion of the Tanna Kamma, if, let's say, you finish working at night, then you have that night to pay, and if the sun rises, you violate the prohibition of B'yoy Metitin Tzchari, or L'Salon Plasachar Yitchad Biker. Wishing you a fantastic, amazing Arab Shabbos, and an even more fantastic and amazing upcoming Shabbos Kodesh.